friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him.
This is such a joyful song. Have you been enjoying it? It is very similar to Psalm 146, verse 2. And that says, "While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being." God loves to hear it when we praise Him. Praising God is different than thanking God. Did you know that? Praising God is complimenting Him for who He is. Thanking God is showing Him how much you appreciate what He has done for you. It's slightly different. Now let's sing this song. How have you been doing on your Bible books? We've been memorizing the books of the New Testament. Last week, we went over Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, right? Today, we're adding three more books. Those books are Romans, that's the book that comes after Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. So there's 1st Corinthians and 2nd Corinthians. But to make it shorter and easier, we say 1st and 2nd Corinthians. So here we go. You say Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Is that kind of a tongue twister? Yeah, it can be kind of hard to say, but if you practice, you will be able to say it like a pro. So let's practice a few more times. Here we go. Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Now you try it. Good job. So let's start from the beginning of the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Good job. Let's do it one more time. Can you say it? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Awesome. You're doing a great job. Now let's go ahead and go to our Bible lesson. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. I'm so glad that you are joining me again. We are learning about Jesus cleansing the temple, and that's what we talked about last time. He had come in and chased out all of the people who were selling things. They had turned God's house, rather than a house of prayer, they had turned it into a cattle yard. They were no better than a den of thieves or a cave of robbers. They were cheating the people out of money as the people went to buy the animal sacrifices. God was not happy with that, and so Jesus came in and let them know why it was wrong. The priests and the rulers, together with the traders and their animals, had all rushed from the temple courts. It was like a mad dash for the door. "Quick, get out of here!" As they fled, they met others who were bringing sick people for Jesus to heal. Some of them became frightened and turned back. "Whoa, why is everybody leaving? What's going on?" You can totally see them doing that, can't you? But many of them kept going. They wanted to find Jesus. They pressed forward. He was their only hope. Did you know that Jesus is our only hope? We need to press forward to Him. That's why it's so important that you spend time with Jesus every day, asking for His help. Finally, the priests and the rulers went back to the temple. I think they might have been a little embarrassed for how they had run off. How different it was, though. They came back and it was like a different place. There was no noisy animals, no angry arguing. Instead, there were happy adults and children whom Jesus had healed. How do we know this? The Bible says. Let's look at Matthew chapter 21, verse 14. We've been learning the books of the Bible this week, haven't we? Yes, we have. And we're learning the New Testament first, because that's what we're studying this quarter. So we're going to go to Matthew. Do you know what place that book is in the New Testament? It is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. So we're going to go to Matthew chapter 21. Each book is divided up into chapters. So we want to find chapter 21. If you need some more time, because it might be a little hard, especially if you're just getting started, you can pause this recording, find Matthew chapter 21, verse 14, and then press play again when you're ready. Let's look that up. Matthew chapter 21, and then under chapter 21, we're going to look for verse 14. What does that say?
Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them.
Who came to Jesus? The blind and the lame came to him, and he healed them. What a beautiful verse. Does Jesus care about us when we are hurt or when we are suffering? He does. The priests and the rulers started complaining to Jesus that those people were not being reverent in God's temple. What? They weren't being reverent? The children were singing their happy songs and praising Jesus as king. What did the priests want Jesus to do? And then what was his answer? Let's look at verse 15 and 16. Matthew chapter 21, verse 15 and 16. Here's what it says.
But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant and said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise."
Does it sound like Jesus enjoyed hearing their happy songs? Yes, he did. He loves to hear you sing praises to him. He loves to hear you talk to him. Jesus is all about kids. He loves kids. Now the angry priests and rulers were even more determined than ever to get rid of Jesus. They knew that they couldn't scare him, so they decided to try again to trick him into saying something that would give them an excuse to arrest him. They thought, here we go. And they thought of the perfect question. They knew this would trick him. They thought that however he answered, he would be wrong, and then they would get him in trouble. Well, when Jesus went to the temple on Tuesday morning, that's the next day, they were ready for him with their question. And that's what we're going to learn about next time. But before we go, I want you to think about something. What was Satan trying to do to God's wonderful plan to save us? What was he trying to do? He was trying to get Jesus to slip up, to mess up, and then we would all be lost. He was trying to use anybody he could to accomplish that goal. Do you think that the children that Jesus was with that day, do you think that they made him happy? I know they did. A few weeks ago, we talked about Jesus and the little children and how he said, "Let the little children come. Do not forbid them." Jesus loves you. He loves kids, and he loves to hear from you. So let's go ahead and let's pray to him together. Dear Lord, thank you so much for the Bible. Thank you for this time that we were able to spend with you, learning about you and how much you love kids. You want us to come to you with all of our problems, big problems or little problems. We ask that you will help us in our day today, that you will give us your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. God loves a cheerful giver. It's a short one, isn't it? But it's going to be a fun one. God loves a cheerful giver. Does God love it when we are cheerfully helping others? Yes, he does. God loves it when we give cheerfully, when we give happily, doesn't he? So let's go ahead and sing this song together.
Second Corinthians 9 verse 7.
God loves a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver, so loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver, so loves.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.